From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Austria welcomed some 3,000 migrants in two locations today. They had crossed from Hungary into Austria, headed for Vienna. Croatia sent at least 1,000 migrants to Hungary by train and bus on Friday. Peter Bukard, Emergencies Director for Human Rights Watch, has spent several days in the Croatian town of Tovarnik on the Serbian border. He tells VOA many more refugees are still en route from Turkey and beyond.
Between 4,000 and 6,000 people continue to arrive in Greece every day from Turkey. Most of them are people with legitimate asylum claims fleeing the conflicts in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan in particular. And Europe and the rest of the world really need to come up with a plan to allow these people to be treated humanely and to seek asylum in the countries that they wish to seek asylum in. This is not just a problem for the Western Balkans. It really is a problem that all of Europe needs to address.
Meantime, a spokesman for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees also said the European Union needs to take collective action in the face of the migrant and refugee crisis. United States and Russia are talking to each other about Syria to ensure their forces in the unstable conflict zone avoid accidentally engaging each other. The talks between the two world powers happened just hours after news of Russia's military buildup in Syria appeared to be entering a new phase with the arrival of fighter aircraft. Coup leaders in Burkina Faso have said they have freed the country's interim president as a gesture of goodwill following Wednesday's coup. African Union suspended Burkina Faso on Friday because of the coup, which sparked protests in the streets of the capital. There have been a number of deaths. This is VOA News. Cameroon says Amnesty International exhibited bad faith in a recent report that says the country's military commits atrocities as it fights the Boko Haram militants. Moki Edwin Kinsica has our report.
Communications Minister and Government Spokesman Issa Chiruma Bakari says the report saying that Cameroon's military fighting the Boko Haram insurgency was committing crimes under international laws. He says Amnesty International notoriously intervenes in security issues of sovereign states.
The investigation that these researchers pretend to carry out lack objectivity and methodological rigor.
Issa Chiruma said Cameroon has been respecting its own laws. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaounde.
Japan's upper house of parliament passed security measures today that ease some restrictions placed on the military by the country's post-World War II pacifist constitution, but it has been a more of a contentious legislative battle than Prime Minister Shinzo Abe likely expected. Security bills will revise 10 existing laws and give the military more latitude to defend Japan's people and interests, to participate in collective self-defense, and defend allies like the United States. Opponents argue that the bill will violate Article 9 of the country's post-war constitution that renounces the use of offensive force to wage war or settle international disputes and entangle Japan in international conflicts. Here in the U.S., Republican presidential candidates are being called out to account for what they said or failed to say during their campaigning this past week. Slotted Zahok reports.
Real estate tycoon Donald Trump usually gets grilled for the outrageous or factually wrong statements he makes. But after a rally in New Hampshire, Trump was blasted for failing to correct an audience member.
We have a problem in this country. It's called Muslims. We know our current president is one. Right. You know he's not even an American.
We need this
first
question.
Certificate,
this
man.
First
Barack Obama is Christian and was born in Hawaii to an American mother and Kenyan father. During Wednesday's debate, candidate Carly Fiorina said she saw a video documenting Planned Parenthood's alleged misuse of fetuses. Planned Parenthood and others said Friday that such video does not exist. Fiorina is not apologizing. The White House on Friday warned Republican candidates that their offensive strategy will backfire at the polls. Slati Zahok, VOA News, Washington.
And Pope Francis has departed Rome for a 10-day trip to Cuba in the United States. He hopes to meet with former Cuban President Fidel Castro while in Havana.
That's the latest world news from VOA.